We received quite a lot of calls at what would have been exam time of young people being quite fearful of what would happen by not taking an exam. I think we often might assume that a young person would jump for joy if they weren't having to take their exams, but actually they feel quite cheated, quite robbed, that they'd worked so hard for so long and then didn't get the opportunity to put that into practice with an exam. So I think young people as well are hearing of uncertainties in the wider world, and they're wondering, what does that mean for them? Is the workplace and the world of employment going to be more uncertain, and without certain grades or plans based on their achievements, it leaves them feeling quite worried and overwhelmed. I think young people really need adults around them, whether it be Childline, whether it be their own parents, whether it be family, friends or teachers at school, to be calm on their behalf. To let young people have their feelings, that they may have strong feelings, they may get very upset, but let them have those feelings. Don't try and fix it immediately, just let them take their time, express how they're feeling, and then once that kind of calms down a little bit, it's really thinking through what are the options, what are the choices. There's no rush, and also to offer a little bit of perspective. I think for a young person who's not been through the mill as many times as us older people, they might not have that perspective that often things do go wrong, but you can recover from them. I think it's giving them that perspective and turning to others who have, you know, making sure that you get all the information that's available to you from either from school or from any exam services or career services, so that you've got the right information to give that young person to help them think about the next steps.